WJTL bringing you a Christian classic from Petra's Beyond Belief. That is Creed, Taryn Wells, known before that. And good morning to you, Christy and Fred, with you at 7:19.
Well, it's brightening up a little bit now, but cloudy all day today. There is a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 79. Tonight, cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, low 69. And tomorrow, Thursday, cloudy, chance of showers and storms, high 81. Currently in York, it's 66. In Lancaster, 67.
Our friends Chris and Kathleen are with us from CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship Lancaster. Chris and Kathleen sounds like a radio talk show. You guys could have your own show.
Except we would just keep talking.
Well,
do you need that
point
for a talk show? Yeah.
Yeah. Good morning to both of you. Chris and Kathleen told us about Child Evangelism Fellowship and the impact they're making in Lancaster. And Kathleen Walter is the Children's Ministry Specialist. Kathleen, I know that you are looking for folks with very special gifts and very special direction from the Lord to work with Child Evangelism Fellowship and the volunteers. Tell us a little bit about what it takes to be a Child Evangelism Fellowship worker.
Absolutely. Well, we know every individual is uniquely created by God and given specific gifts and talents. And we just beg the question, how are you using your gifts to glorify God? And at CEF, we work with children, obviously. So maybe you just love children and want to encourage them in their walk with Christ. Well, you could be a small group leader in one of our Good News Clubs. Or maybe you're musically talented. You could be a song leader. Or if you're a detail-oriented person and you don't really enjoy the chaos that tends to surround children as much, we have a job for you. You could be an administrative assistant and get our clubs organized. And they're just many different things. Maybe you're a foodie. You could bring a snack. Donate snacks. You know, the kids love snack time. So there are many different ways. You can just go to ceflancaster.org and click on our volunteer tab to find out different ways to represent Jesus. And what's neat is you can do it right here in Lancaster County. You don't have to go to Africa or, Chris, Australia to serve the Lord. You can do it right here in our very own neighborhood. And like I said, it's in the public schools. And they are welcoming us. They love having us in there. And it's just we give you all the training and resources, too. So you don't have to do anything on your own. We're here to support you.
So check it out online, ceflancaster.org. And how soon do you need folks for this year's season of Bible time?
Now.
Of Good News Clubs.
You can join us at any time, obviously. But
right.
Our Good News Clubs will be starting in October, and we are doing our trainings. They start up in September. So the sooner the better for this semester. But we meet twice a year, seven times in the fall, once per week. And then again, seven times in the spring, one day a week. So you could join spring semester if you're not quite ready just yet.
Cool. Chris Wendon is with us. He's the director of CEF Lancaster. Chris, tell us a little bit about serving with CEF and some of the things that are happening.
Yeah, I love that. We want to plug you in where you feel that God's got you gifts and talents, and we'll train you. So don't be afraid.
Right.
We'll give you the tools that you need.
Right.
But, you know, serving impacts you just as much as it impacts the kids. And we had one gentleman who was committed to only serving for one semester and just testing the waters and seeing what it felt like.
Right.
And during the time that he was serving for that one semester, a mother of one of the girls in his small group passed away. Sad story. But what was really interesting was that this man decided to go to the funeral. And when the little girl noticed that he was her small group leader from her Good News Club, investing in her outside of it, needless to say, it changed her.
Right.
But it changed him as well.
Sure.
And so one semester became two. And so it's always neat to see how serving not just impacts the children you're around, but it also impacts you.
Right.
I've got so many stories, and Kathleen's got stories of just how much God blesses you when you step out and say, okay, I got these gifts and talents. I don't know how you're going to use them, God, but here they are. And so, as Kathleen shared, you can learn more about how your life can be impacted by going to ceflancaster.org and click on that Volunteers tab. And you can also check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/CEF Lancaster, and get lots of information about what we do. But it's a huge blessing to be involved in it. Mm-hmm. Kids need to know that there's a God who loves them enough to send Jesus to die for them and rise again.
And maybe you've been praying and said, God, use me. I have these gifts, these talents. And maybe Kathleen and Chris are the answer to that prayer today, in the sense of giving you that vehicle to do what God is calling you to do. Check it out online, ceflancaster.org. Or again, you can go to Facebook and just even type in CEF Lancaster, and you can find them that way. Chris and Kathleen, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us this morning.
Thanks for having us. Good to see you again.
We loved having you. Back to the music we go with Hillsong Young.